Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham, and we're here to take a look at a cocktail with Michigan ingredients. And you've got Knickerbocker gin in this. I used that in my martini recipe in our book, Cheers to Michigan. But you've got something else here that I have no idea what this is. Mammoth Distillings Cherry Bounce. What is that?
Bounce was a cordial of sorts that people would make themselves. So the way I know to make it is you take some cherries when they're in season, nice Michigan tart cherries, and you soak them in rye whiskey and some sugar, and then you put them away and you let them sit until Christmas, and then you open it up at Christmas and share out little cordial glasses of this with all your friends and family, maybe bigger glasses.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
It's really tasty stuff. I have made my own, and so this is Mammoth's take on that Cherry Bounce tradition.
Was there a demand for Cherry Bounce? Why did they start making it?
Because it's delicious.
Okay. Well, you've got it, and you're calling this a Michigan sling. Is that anything like a Singapore sling?
Exactly. I tasted the Cherry Bounce, and the thing it reminded me of was cherry hearing. Do you know that ingredient?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right. I've never really liked cherry hearing. It's an important ingredient in some classic cocktails, but on its own, it's heavy, it's thick, it just doesn't taste very good. Where the Cherry Bounce had the things that I like about cherry hearing and none of the things that I didn't like. So I thought, I'm going to take this and swap it for cherry hearing in a classic Singapore sling recipe and see how it turns out.
Okay, classic, although I see you've got a lemon out, not lime.
You have studied up, Lester, to know what this recipe is supposed to contain.
Well, you were practicing on perfecting the Singapore sling some time ago, and I was paying attention.
There are a lot of different recipes for Singapore slings that go around. This is a version from David Wondrich. He's a cocktail historian and author. And he went back to newspaper clippings from Singapore in 1913 and earlier and was like looking around trying to find the origins of the Singapore sling and what the original recipe would have included, because it's totally changed. And so this is his take from those articles about the original. So it's equal parts gin. I used Knickerbocker, Benedictine, French herbal liqueur, cherry brandy, using the Cherry Bounce here, and then normally lime juice. And I just thought lemon would go better with the other ingredients.
Okay, how do you make that all together?
I combine all those ingredients I just talked about, along with a dash of Angostura bitters, into a cocktail shaker. I'm going to add some ice, give it a good shake, and strain it into a tall glass. I'm going to add a little bit of club soda, probably about an ounce, fill the glass up with ice. And then just a dash of Angostura bitters on top to really give some nice spice aroma when you bring it to your nose.
Oh, sounds nice. Can we taste it now?
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice. Now, I've had a few Singapore slings. Some of them have been better than others. I really like this Michigan sling. I'm not sure what's different about it. I guess probably the Cherry Bounce and the lemon, but it's really nice and refreshing.
I forgot to mention that the Cherry Bounce also has some spices included in it. Mm. So between those spices and the ones that are in the Angostura bitters, you really get a nice kind of fall-flavored sling here, rather than it being a really bright summery drink, which is what you would want in Singapore.
Well, you certainly get that. In fact, you know, because of Angostura, I have no idea what they have in that, but it always has that little bit of spice that I like a lot. And that, along with what you've got in here, the Benedictine and the Cherry Bounce. And Knickerbocker gin, of course, is a little different than the typical London Dry gin. So
right,
it all goes together very nicely.
Right. It has those spice notes, too. So we're really kind of bringing this home for fall.
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.